Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to the Real American Man Show on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for listening in. I want to just make a quick mention of to start off the show, to just to say that I really appreciate all the listens that we've had. We have approached and overshot the 200 listening goal that I had personally set up for the first 7 shows. This is show number 8. What I want to do with the shows on Sundays is to kind of go do a quick overview of the previous week, any highlights of news that are important for families, and also anything that's coming up in the week ahead, anything that as far as on our show. And so I just want to take this opportunity to do that. First, I want to start off and just say Happy Easter. Today is Sunday, April 5th, 2015, and it is Easter Sunday. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. And I want to just say a quick thank you to God for the opportunity to do this show, the opportunity to be in a position to where I can have a voice in today's world. I really am looking forward to what God has in store for this show. Like I say, to me, for little old Billy Joe Crocker, who is not a known name, I seriously doubt people are going to Google.com and searching Billy Crocker Radio Show. I really do appreciate the listens that we've had. We've had one live listen. Not sure who that was. They never called in. So I'm hoping to get some more live listens. I know that we've got to have more of a consistent show in order to do that. And so that is what I am going to be working on. I will be doing a little bit differently this week. I just talked about having consistency, and then I'm starting it off by saying that we're going to do it a little bit differently. But we are going to do it a little bit differently this week. I'm going to take some time this week with my family. My weekends are Monday and Tuesday. I work Wednesday through Sunday in the afternoons. And so so Monday and Tuesday is my Saturday and Sunday for everyone else. And so so this weekend, for our weekend, Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be taking a vacation. That's a more of a staycation, I guess. We are going to be leaving the house, but we're not going very far away. We're going to go spend some time out in the wilderness, renting a cabin, and we're going to go do some hiking and some fishing, and make some memories with our children and with each other and as a family. And I'm really looking forward to that. We are going to be gone on Tuesday. Now, here's the plan. I don't know what the connectivity is going to be out there. My wife knows that I do the Tuesday Veteran Hour, and so I want to continue to do that. I really think that it's vitally important. However, if I'm not able to get good signal out there, we may have to postpone the show this week. That's all that we'll do. We'll just postpone the show for this week, and then we'll start it back up again, not this coming up Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. That would be April the 14th would be the next time that we would do our Veteran Tuesday Hour. I really want to encourage you, if you're a veteran and you're listening into this show, I really, really want to encourage you to visit realamericanman.org. Or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/realamericanman. And the reason why I say that is because I would love to hear from you. There's a contact page on realamericanman.org. I would love to get an email from you or a message, or I would also love to have a Facebook message from you on our Facebook page. I want to know what it is that you want out of the Tuesday Veteran Hour. I believe that it is vitally important that I know how it is as a veteran. We volunteered. We raised our hand. This generation, we volunteered, and we said, I'll go. And that's an amazing thing, and that's why I have a huge amount of respect for all of my fellow veterans and those that are currently in the military. However, not for myself, but for you, I want to make sure that issues that are going on for veterans, that it's known. You know, we didn't go off and just play around for the time that we were in the military, the deployments. That wasn't just playing around. We were fighting for our country is what and for the freedom of others. And so whatever your reasons were, I just want to encourage you to call in, let me know what's going on, let me know the situation. I also just want to make mention, if you're able to call into the show, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. As I have mentioned before, that will always be the guest call-in number. I know it's a strange number. If we can get some more listeners, I'd be more than happy to get an 800 number set up with the show, but that does cost a little bit of extra money, and the show itself costs me a little money. So for right now, we're going to keep it as 323-642-1089. I really hope that you can call in. Let me know that that you support the show and that you want to see it continue to keep going. You know, we've got to learn to pick ourselves up off the fighting mat. Right now, the American man is on its back, and we are being fought tooth and nail from liberal heads across the country on what our place should be in the home, in our workplaces, in society. We're being told to minimalize what our role is. Whenever you have the marriage of a man and a woman being challenged, being threatened, and basically saying that it's not important, that it doesn't matter. Love is all that matters. Love is not all that matters. It's a huge thing. It is hugely important. Paul, in his letters to the church, even talks about how that if you have love, it'll fix everything. And so I'm not trying to discount love. But God has given a special role to a father in a home. He's given a special role to a husband in a marriage. There is no doubt about that. There's no doubt about it at all. And so it's very important that we understand that while we are being attacked, that we need to take a stand. We need to fight back. I'm not talking about physically fighting back. I'm not asking you to take up arms, but I am asking you to take a stand. We live in a democratic country still, fortunately, thank the good Lord, that we do, where we have a right for our voice to be heard. The whole fact that I'm able to do this Blog Talk radio show is an opportunity for my voice to be heard. Now, there's possible repercussions for your voice being heard, but nothing like what it is in a communist country. Nothing like what it is in a country, a dictatorship country, where if you speak out against the government, you're going to be thrown in jail. You're going to be abused. Your family is going to be tortured. None of that is a threat here. So let's stand up boldly. Let's take a stand for the real American man and begin to take our families back. We need to take our families back, brothers. We need to be able to take a stand and say, this is what it means to me. Whatever you would go through for the most important thing to you in your life right now, you need to replace that with being the man that we need to be in our families. We need to step up as fathers. We need to step up as husbands. It is so important that we listen to the warnings that are all around us. And there are so many. There are so many warnings around about us. I want to talk a little bit about the news from last week. You know, I didn't get to go over this. This is actually a little bit of old news, so it's a little bit further back than just last week. But we had a issue in the military with a chaplain. You might have seen it if you're a veteran especially. We had an issue with a chaplain in the military who was being persecuted, and I'm going to say that because he was, not physically persecuted, but nevertheless being challenged for standing for what his beliefs are. If you're not familiar with the chaplaincy in the military and how it works, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding of it whenever I was in, and I had a lot of friends as chaplains, is that you are protected by your denomination, okay? So your denomination, whether it be American Baptist Association, Southern Baptist Convention, Episcopalian, United Methodist Church, Assembly of God, whatever your denomination is, you are protected and bound also by the doctrinal beliefs of your denomination. You see, yes, you are hired by the United States government to be in a branch of the military as a chaplain to provide religious freedom to the military members and to make sure that religious freedom is being granted to all, no matter their faith. But you have to abide by your denomination set of standards. So, for example, and this is where the controversy lied, if your denomination does not support homosexual marriage, people are not to support homosexual marriage. Because if you support it, your denomination has every right to pull your endorsement. You don't get to just go to the government and say, oh, yeah, I'm a Southern Baptist Convention member. Oh, okay, well, come on in. The Southern Baptist Convention actually has to endorse you, and this is every denomination. They have to endorse you. They sign a letter saying, we send this guy from our denomination. We support him. He's in this faith group. And so they have just as much a right as they have to put you in. They have a right to pull your endorsement. And if your endorsement gets pulled, then you no longer are allowed to be a chaplain. Unless you go and find another endorsement. I don't even know exactly how that would end up working while you're still in the military. So it creates a huge problem. Now, does that mean that a chaplain has, because his denomination doesn't agree with homosexual marriage, does that mean that a chaplain has to stand up on a Sunday morning chapel service and say, you know, homosexuality is wrong according to the Bible? No, he doesn't have to say that. There's nothing requiring him to call it out necessarily, unless his denomination does tell him to, but I don't know any that would say that. But if he's challenged on the issue, and this is what's going on in society today, is it not? We are constantly being challenged on the issue. And let me explain. You have Duck Dynasty, where Phil Robertson is being asked these questions. He's preaching in his local church or at a church where he was invited to. And he says these things that are on his heart. These are his beliefs. The media is attacking him for what he believes. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me. He is being asked to come to these churches and speak. It's not like he's just standing on a street corner. And if he was and nobody was asking, then nobody would care. But because he's this prominent Christian man, the media wants to find reasons to attack him. With Chick-fil-A, you've got Trent Cathy and Dan Cathy and that whole and the whole family of Chick-fil-A. They were interviewed and asked about their stance on traditional marriage. And so they answered. Were they not supposed to answer? Were they supposed to tell a lie? What is wrong with them not feeling like that or not believing that this is the right way to do marriage? There shouldn't be anything wrong with that. But in today's society, it is. If you're not flowing with the flow, then you're going to get tossed out. You're going to be made an outcast. Brothers, this is the lightest of our worries. It truly is. Because when you go to take a piece of medication, prescription medication, you're going to get a list of side effects. And it's going to say on there that your doctor has determined that the benefits outweigh the risk. There are risks associated with everything that we do. And I'm suggesting that while taking a stand may cost you your job in today's society, while taking a stand may make you an outcast in the social environment in today's society, the benefits far outweigh the risk. Because on the flip side of that, if we just continue to sit idly by and let this family man picture continue to be taken out of our society, let me assure you, the risk will outweigh the seeming benefits of not speaking up. We have to speak up. We have to. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this week. Once again, Tuesday, we may or may not have a show. Come Thursday, we will have a show Thursday morning for the Dude Morning Show. Hope to see you there at 7 a.m. The Dude Morning Show, 7 a.m. on Thursday. Looking forward to this week. Would love to hear from you. If we do have our Tuesday show, it's going to be at 7 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday for the Tuesday Veteran Hour. Thank you so much. You've been listening to The Real American Man Show on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Billy Crocker.